Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Good afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. And the air-ups, the bottles, the smelly bottles, the smelly water. Well, it's a smelly ring on top of a regular flask. And if you, as you're sniffing the ring and supping on the water.
Right.
You see, you sniff the ring, JP.
Do you?
So it's a little kind of a rubber ring on the top of the flask of water.
Okay.
And what you do is, as you're drinking the water, you're taking a sup. You put your lips up to it, sniff the ring, and then you soak it.
D&D. Yeah. That's how it's done. I've been doing it wrong for years.
Well, I tell you.
I had no idea.
You've got to get on the AirUp website and work out how they work. Kids are going crazy for these AirUp bottles. And the idea is that the smelling of the ring, so it's scented with like blackcurrant or mango or strawberry, and that fools the child's brain, the child's stupid monkey brain.
That thick sort of underdeveloped brain, yeah.
It's fooled my thick stupid monkey brain as well, because in my opinion, it works slightly. It's like that, you know, when you have a black currant, if you're driving, and it's like, oh, listen, I'll just have, can I just have a pint of black currant? A pint of water with a drop of black currant in it. And you know that the thing, it's like, the barman clearly has not put enough my waddy into the black currant. And you're raging, but you don't want to be that guy to go, could I get another drop?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of the traditional flavoured bottles of water. Those bottles of water that have the little bit of the strawberry in it. I've never been crazy about those.
The thing with the AirUp is it's a suggestion of a flavour, but you're left wanting more. It's like, I could do with another drop. 0874-100-102. Yeah, the nation agrees. The nation raging. Moms and dads up and down the land saying, I'm sick of these AirUps. And it's even worse for the moms and dads who haven't bought them. Because they're being nagged. My kids used their pocket money. They saved up and bought water bottles. And then a week later, they're like, what did we waste all this money for on water bottles? We had water bottles already. I could have just asked my daddy to put some my waddy into the original one we had. Kira's been on. She says, Ray, as a teacher, this is Moonshore Kira. Nasha Dahele. On show. Aslaw her. Ray, as a teacher, these bottles have been the absolute bane of my life in class. Constant spillages. Crying emoji. Also, lots of yucky mold around the capsule thingy.
No.
Mank from Kira. And we called them a miss. Let's call them miss. It's ringing, miss. Oh, my arm is sore, miss. Oh.
Hello.
Oh, miss, me hand is up. We can't talk about Doug with you and letters. Miss, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm drinking my AirUps and it smells like strawberries. And I'm busting to go. Kira, I got your text. You're a Moonshore. Nacha.
It's Michelle
Moonthor.
It's Michelle
Moonthor. Yeah. And you were saying that you're not a big fan of the AirUps. Is that right?
No, they were definitely the bane of my life throughout the year. Most of it ended up on the floor in the school bags or over the school books.
This is the thing, right? And because from looking at them and trying to genuinely, because I've tried to work out how to seal them adequately so they're not spilling all over the place and leaving the children with wet arse. It doesn't seem to be. There is a looseness. There's no 100% solid seal on them. It seems to be like they're designed to be slightly open. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it just pops off, as far as I could tell, from refilling them.
Yeah.
As well, because you have to refill them once they're spilled, and it just seems to pop off.
Yeah, so that's it. It's like a rubber seal. It pops,
Yeah, it pops. So any bit of movement at all, and it just, spills everywhere.
Yeah, and you need to have it upright. And what child has their bag upright with their school books in the bag and all? It's lunacy.
Absolutely lunacy.
Moonshore, yeah. Kira, you've raised another important issue today as well to do with the AirUps. You're talking about the yucky, mouldy bits as well.
Yeah, when you pop off those capsule things, there's a lot of black around the rim. It's pretty manky.
Because it's a damp, moist environment. And,
yeah, and as well, you don't know what lives at the bottom of school bags at the same time as well as that. So, you don't want to go there.
Ugh, thoughts and prayers. would you think about putting in a ban saying, look, we're not doing these AirUps anymore?
At our peril, to be honest, no.
Because they're mad about them.
They're mad about them, yeah, they are. But we're definitely keeping those blue roll companies going with all the cleanups throughout the year.
Oh, yeah, the blue roll, I know them. What are you up to for the summer? Are you working? Are you busy? Are you going away? What are you doing?
I've already come back from holidays, so just taking it easy there now for a little while. Just got a new dog, so trying to customise him to the house.
Oh,
her.
Sickened. what's her name?
Her name's Riley.
And what is she?
She's a golden retriever.
Oh, fab. God. Best yeah. dogs. Oh, my God. Yeah. Best jobs and best dogs, except for the mouldy bits under the rims.
Yeah, except for the
Miss, thanks so much for taking the call. All the best.
And, no problem.
Enjoy the rest of your break. Bye.
Miss.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, creating joyful moments for those you care about most. Careplus.ie.
Miss Borsten.
You're my favourite, Miss. Can I go to the Jacks?
Miss Borsten.
Very good afternoon. Hello. And my commiserations and my thoughts are the pro people of the rebels, the rebel county. My comrades in arms. By the Lee this afternoon. Commiserations. Proud people. Cork.
Going to dust yourselves off, pick yourself up again, go again next year.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And we're looking for the best boss in Clare, actually. Are you in Clare? Are you a boss? Are you the best boss letting your workers off today for the celebrations in both Shannon and Ennis today? If you're the best boss, or if you have the best boss, you want to celebrate him or her, 0874 100 102. And this, what is this? This is in Ennis. Well, hang on. Shannon, what, about 4 o'clock? And then we got Ennis about 7:30 this evening. For the homecoming of the hurlers to Clare. They'll be dancing in the streets tonight. Colum McGuinness. This is Sarah texting. She says, he's not my boss, but Colum McGuinness, a local barber in Shannon, posted this on Facebook before the game even finished yesterday. So Colum is in Calvin Arthur Barbers. He says, we're closed for walk-ins tomorrow due to our extreme optimism that we won't be fit to work after celebrating an All-Ireland win. Up the banner, he says. Now, we did try calling Calvin Arthur Barbers, and true to his word, Colum is not there. They're not picking up the phone. Not a tap has been done today.
Busy celebrating.
Not a blade of hair is being sliced. No. We could try and get our hair done someplace else. Is there any place in Ennis tonight, actually, that might... Because, like, look at me. I look like I'm
a bit shaggy around
the
back.
I'm a bit shaggy, aren't I?
Yeah.
Give me another bar. Give me a Google Barbers Ennis.
Yeah.
And give me
Okay. Let's go with T Fades Barbershop.
T Fades?
Yeah, on Parnell
Street.
I'll get a fade. Perfect.
All the kids are getting the fades these days. I'll hop up in T Fades. Hop up into the barbers. Give me that number there. Mm. It's ringing. T-Fades, is it?
Yeah.
Hello?
T-Fades!
Yeah.
Is that T-Fades Barbers?
Yeah.
You're hardly working today, though, are you?
The shop is open until 5, yeah.
Jakers, fair play to you. You're in Ennis, is that right? Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM, by the way. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. The shop is open until 5, but you're in Ennis, that's right. So it must be mobbed today, is it?
Tipping away.
T-Fades. What does the T stand for?
Tola. It's an Irish name.
Oh, all right, I got you. And is that you? Is that yourself, T?
That's it.
Very
Mr.
good.
T.
Come here, Mr. T. I'm looking for a particular fade for the day that's in it. Okay. I was wondering, can you do the thing where you do? I want a skin fade at the back, right? Nice and tight. Okay.
Yeah.
And then across the back from my left ear around
to the right ear.
All the way around to the right ear. Can you carve in letters for me? Is that possible?
Yeah, no problem, man.
Right, so over at my left ear, I'm looking for a C.
Yeah.
Careful
and
now.
Then next to it, it's a four letter word beginning with C. And everyone thinks I should get it on the back of my head. No, the next one's an L.
Oh.
And then an A for the, and then an R, finishing out of an R over behind my right here. Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I can, of course, yeah. Well, of course.
Lovely stuff. Well, listen, T Fades, Mr. T, we'll be in before 5 o'clock. And by the way, enjoy this evening. It's going to be hopping in Ennis. How are preparations going? Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, very funny. You'll be mad in though.
It will.
I've already started myself.
You've already started yourself. Well, in that case, enjoy the rest. You're out and enjoying it. Well, in that case, enjoy the celebrations and huge congrats and enjoy the rest
of
the evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No bother. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I'm thick.
Mm.
So I'm looking at that backwards in the rear view. It's like when you see ambulance in the rear view.
You're reading Ralk.
Hey, T, why'd you put Ralk in the back of my head? That's all I asked for at all.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.